Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. It is a beautiful Saturday morning.
Yes, the moon was nice and bright.
Yes, and I can't believe I'm sitting here looking at the calendar and it's the end of September.
It is.
I promise we were just sitting here yesterday and it was, you know, the beginning of September.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
There was a moon. I went to sleep before the moon, I think, came out.
Well, and that is Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
We are here hosting Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And good morning and thank you for joining us. Hope you're going to have a good morning and have a great list in front of you. But Isaac is our Home Show Garden Pro this morning in mm-hmm. the studio with us, taking your calls. This is a call-in show. You can call and ask all sorts of questions or share with us what's going on in that lawn garden. Mm-hmm. I'm suspicious of some of the questions that we've got, and bring them on mm-hmm. because we might have a lot of lawn, and that's okay.
Yes. Lots going on in the lawn.
Yes. You have got two experts in the house who can guide us and help us. I had Bunko. I hosted Bunko at my house the other night.
Yeah.
You know what I call Bunko?
Drunko.
Yeah.
So does my husband. Yes. So does my husband. We ended up playing a dominoes game because we didn't have enough. But guess what was the topic of our conversation?
Grass.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just on people's minds. Do we give up? What do we do? Do we add sod? Do we add?
Well, and what's the difference between the lawn that stayed green and the lawn that's brown?
And I hate to brag, but mine is green.
And mine is too. And the difference is the soil.
All right. Yeah. And I've and listened
so
to you guys.
And so if we can kind of get to that point, then
right.
we go into a drought. You don't have to
right.
worry about the grass.
And mine's green, but I've paid for it.
Oh.
My water bill.
Cha-ching. Yes.
I got a little cocky because I just moved there in June.
Uh-huh.
And so you haven't had time to build your soil.
Well, I aerated as soon as I could. I've already done two granular applications and I've done a liquid application.
Yeah.
So I've tried to catch up, but my first month was about 350 and I'm like turned it down and then it was 250. I got cocky.
Yeah.
And we're on water restrictions, but I watered because you can water in my neighborhood according to the address Thursday and Sunday.
That's mine too.
But I would water, you know, right, because they said you could water at 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. So I watered at 7 p.m.
Until 5 a.m.?
No, I watered at 7 p.m. Then I started again at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And then it would finish at 5 a.m.
Right.
And my water bill showed, unfortunately. But
well,
I've got the nicest yard on the block.
Yeah. And you're eating two meals a day for a little while, and that's okay, you know. But our lawn looks good. Right. Well, and I reminded my friends. I said, you know, I'm not the expert, but I'm following the expert's guidance. And it's not an overnight thing when you're working on the soil. So patience is really important. So this is just to remind you, if you're just waking up, Home Show Garden Pros, and you can call us at 281-833-3333. It is such an easy number. 281-833-3333. So easy number to call Sherry and mm-hmm. Isaac, and this is Home Show Garden Pros. And there is, I mean, this is the best time of year. Well, we say that every Saturday morning. This is a great time to be out in the garden. But it's true.
The fall really is. Yeah. It's my favorite time to garden. It's my favorite time to be out in the yard.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, whatever's been going on in the yard, let's move forward. Let's figure it out together and give us a call at 281-833-3333. And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we'll return after this.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Think your old patio set needs replacing? New ones are pricey. Good thing Houston Powder Coaters give old patio sets new life. They not only recoat your old set better than new, they repair welds and replace final straps and sling fabrics, plastic feet caps, and inserts. And that rusty hardware? Replaced with new stainless steel. Get better than new for less from the industry experts at Houston Powder Coaters. Schedule free pickup at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, everybody. This is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forests. Goodness gracious, this hot summer weather has been crazy. The upside is, when the fall weather arrives, it's going to be wonderful. All y'all hang in there, we're going to make it. Our fall veggies are starting to trickle in with more on the way soon. You'll find tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, and squash on our tables right now. Plus, we have restocked our seeds with all of your favorite crops so you can get them now and they'll be ready to plant when you are. As always, we've got a great selection of seasonally appropriate shrubs, annuals, and perennials. Come on out and see. As hot as it is, it's very important to keep an eye on the watering in your yard. Both your lawn and beds need special attention this time of year. Chinch bugs and other insects have been really bad recently. Chinch bugs love the hottest, driest part of your yard, so that's where you need to pay special attention. If you think you're having problems with them, come on out and visit us, and we'll take a look at your pictures, and we can lead you in the right direction. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Katy and Fulshear. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Greatwood and Sugarland. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
And we are here with Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros. And we are a group of, well, I'm not the group, but we have a group of experts who rotate through here every Saturday morning with Sherry here as the host. Sherry and Sandy are taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And the rotating group is, we have Spring Gardens Nursery. Isaac is here with us this morning. And you've heard from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Plants for All Seasons was here a few weeks ago. And Enchanted Forest, Danny was with us last weekend. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Mm-hmm. Nature's Way Resources. And, like I said, Spring Gardens Nursery is here this morning. So they rotate through here every Saturday morning. So it's so fun. You never know what's going to happen.
And everybody's got a different knowledge base.
Yes, yes.
You know, and specialty.
Right, so. Right. And the solutions that we have are always to grow greener. I mean, the bottom line is,
well, and just kind of, there's a lot of bad information out there.
You have said that, yes.
Yeah. I mean, you can find all kinds of stuff on the internet.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's right.
Right.
No. Right.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
when you're gardening in the Gulf Coast.
Yes.
You know, yeah. we're pretty special here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a lot of different, you know, we're not the same as the short growing seasons up north. We got a very long growing season.
Okay.
So, well, yeah. And then also in different areas of Houston, Your water's a little different. Your soil's mm-hmm. different.
Well, in the soils, I've heard you talking about the soils before. You know how that south of the bayou and maybe is a little more clay, mm-hmm. and I guess north you have more sandy?
It just depends. Like up where okay. Isaac is on the creek, yeah, you have a lot of sand up there. But
okay. We also have a lot of clay.
Yeah, where I am, it's a lot of clay.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So yeah. you can get all of your answers to that.
Absolutely.
Here at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And yes, we've made it through the drought, but we're still on water restrictions. Yeah. We can handle this. And that was a good reminder, Isaac, about the cycle and soak of the, you know, sprinkler system. And soon it's going to be time to readjust those if you have a sprinkler system.
Once we start getting rain, yes. Yeah.
Right, once we start getting rain. So be careful what our timing is.
Yeah, it's kind of tricky because as we start to cool off more, mm-hmm. you're going to want to adjust that. You want to water, but you don't want to water too much.
Right.
Because then you'll get, you and can get brown.
And our days are getting shorter,
right,
yeah.
Right, and the I've nights are getting that. Cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Growth of the grass is slowing down. Yeah. So we go from this time where we couldn't keep it watered yes. too, we could very easily overwater.
Right. Very quickly. Okay.
Don't let the sprinkler system right. control you.
Yeah.
And I believe it's, I'd have to double check, I think it's like November 11th is daylight savings.
Yes.
So that's going to change yeah. a little bit.
5th. 11th or 5th. Anyway, we'll let yeah. you know, so yeah. don't worry. That's November, so yes, but I've already noticed yeah. the shift in the
right.
sun.
It's a ways away, but yet it's right around the corner.
Well, yeah, like yeah. we were talking about, yeah. The end of September is
yeah, I
today.
Mean, tomorrow's already October.
I yeah. know, very fun.
That's crazy.
So yeah. the nurseries are full of fall color.
Oh, yeah.
I yes. just love it.
Oh, it's...
All of our Home Show Garden Pros have
like
been...
Like I said, my favorite time,
mm-hmm.
the colors... The selection, mm-hmm. the amount of bang for your buck that you get when you plant mm. this time of year.
Yes.
Because it lasts all the way through till spring.
Right. So if you're moving to Texas
yeah.
or to Houston mm-hmm. from either the West or the East Coast.
I always say Ohio because that's where my in-laws are from. And for some reason, out of all the college football flags, yeah. Ohio State is our number one college football
really?
Flag.
Is it?
Is that not weird?
That is
weird.
Bizarre.
Because we have a huge population from Ohio. So I always say Ohio.
I didn't realize that.
Welcome from Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing. Yeah.
Wow.
And my husband's from Ohio. My sister's husband's from Ohio.
So
weird.
There you go. Well, they're following you.
They are.
They're here. Sherry is on the line.
Yes.
You can talk to someone from Ohio.
Yeah.
Or who knows someone yeah. from Ohio.
Yes. Well, I'm from Utah.
Utah.
And I've been having a lot of, you know, people in the area where I live, Cypress, like uh-huh. Waller, a lot of that area, kind of northwest, a lot of people are moving
wow.
to this area.
Yeah.
My oldest daughter and son just moved about a month ago.
Well, and Utah gets pretty severe winters. I mean, they can.
Yeah.
So.
And hot summers.
Yes.
The Nelsons call this, from Nelson Nursery Water Gardens, the second spring.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we like to sort of tag that along because
right.
this really is. I mean, Sherry was just saying she promises, right? You promise this is a great time to plant.
Oh, it's an amazing time to plant. Yes.
Well, I have a lot of customers that ask me, you know, is it okay to plant trees now? And I'm
isn't
like,
that funny?
Now is the best time to
yeah.
plant them.
Yeah.
Out of all of the seasons.
Right. I said, plant it now, let it get established, mm-hmm. and it's going to be less likely. To, you know, stress
right
in the summer with the heat.
Well, we've got a call for you guys.
Okay.
Oh, great.
So, John, good morning, John. How are you?
Good. I'm fine.
Good. What do you have for Isaac and Sherry?
I just wanted to comment about the dying and dead magnolia trees around the Pasadena area.
Oh, yeah.
We've got
and they're everywhere. They're around the Tomball area.
Yeah.
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 Mm-mm.
I've never seen anything like this.
Right.
Oh, and they're mature?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Some of these are 40 years old.
Wow, yeah.
Have you noticed that, Isaac?
I have.
Yeah.
I have a lot of burn, and there's some dieback. The best thing that you can do is, it might look bad, but you do like a scratch test, and you work from the top or the outside, and you work in, and you just kind of scratch the bark. And where you see brown, it's dead, and where you see green... And once we cool off a little more, you can trim that and mm-hmm. fertilize it. And I hope and pray for the best.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but I mean, there is some significant size.
Oh, yeah.
Just flat out dead. Oh, and I think it has something to do with the stress of the winters that we've had.
Right.
And then we go into this
right.
this drought.
Yeah.
And the immune system is just completely...
Not recovered.
Not recovered. And,
right.
and so we're just seeing them up and die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the big things that we can do in the fall is kind of beef up the immune system
mm-hmm.
in our yard, in the grass, in the trees, the
great
shrubs.
Yeah.
John, have you lost a magnolia or you just noticed they're
no,
yeah.
I don't have any for myself, but
do you want one?
All around the city.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's you know, this crazy weather that we've had has been pretty stressful.
Yeah.
To our big trees. So
yeah.
it's really, really important to beef up that immune response with things
yeah.
like minerals and yeah. organic fertilizers to try to help them out.
Well, that happens to us too, so we,
yeah.
we need to beef up our immune systems.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I know. I got a cold, so.
Yeah.
Well,
I know. It is sad to see. I mean, I've seen other just trees
yeah.
also
yeah.
with the brown leaves hanging on to the tree, but you know the tree is likely dead.
Yeah.
Now, we don't want to get discouraged, though, because we can prevent some of that the next go round. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, John, we're going to talk a little bit about planting trees, replanting trees, and not for people to get discouraged, because there are some ways that we can really beef up the immune system when we plant a tree, and how we can nurture it so that those roots are ready for whatever stress is ahead.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, John.
Thank you.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. What are you seeing out there that you want us to guide you on after this?
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some azomite, A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
Spruce up your yard. Establish new plants. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy. Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens.
Sprout a miracle. Lettuce, arugula, and radishes are easy, and kids think of them as miracles. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are here taking calls at 281-833-3333. I'm Sandy here with
Sherry.
Sherry is here taking your calls. And we have got Isaac in the house from Spring Gardens Nursery in the studio. I guess in the house is, you know, some term that people use. We are in the studio taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And you know what? We were talking about lawn health.
Yes.
And a great way to nurture our lawns and take care of our lawns is aeration. And you've heard us talking about Best Choice. We have had such a good time with Ricky, who owns Best Choice Lawn Aeration.
Ricky called me yesterday. I guess he's having some problems with his website.
Okay.
Always call him until he gets that worked out at 713-890-9977.
Perfect.
I guess there's a form on there to fill out.
Okay.
And it's not always getting to him. So he's had a few
the
people
webs,
get upset, like, you're not responding to me, but he has a problem with that. So, but yes, you definitely need to call Best Choice Lawn Aeration ASAP.
Yeah, because this is the time to do it.
This is the best time to do it.
And Isaac was just talking about that he had Ricky out a few weeks ago.
Made a huge difference.
Yeah.
So see, even Isaac, a big gentleman, didn't want to rent that machine and go through the hassle. You just picked up the phone and called Ricky.
Like I said, I'm all about convenience.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Best Choice Aeration is a great way to do it. And if you can't remember his number, you can always go to Home Show Garden Pros, because it'll be listed on the page. To get in touch with them, but don't give up. We all have web issues now and then.
Oh, I know.
Yes. So Best Choice Aeration. Why do we want to aerate, Sherry?
Well, it's going to help water get down into the soil. It's going to help oxygen get down into the soil, which that is why I would say would be one of the most important reasons to do it going into the fall.
Perfect.
Because we go into brown patch, or what they call large patch season.
Yeah.
They just changed the name of it. So, but brown patch season, you want to get some oxygen down into the soil so that we have a more aerobic situation. So you have less likelihood of getting brown patch. And although we've been very dry, I think we're going to have a big brown patch season because there's lots of stress involved. We want to get aerated, compost, top dress, and Ricky does it all.
Right. And that's what he does.
That is all he
does. So he's not going to be selling you, know, some concrete or anything
like that.
Trying
to spray your bushes.
Right.
He's going to come aerate, compost, top dress. You know, when somebody specializes in one thing, you know that they know what they're doing.
Right. So
you do one thing and you do it well.
Yes.
Right.
Like Ricky does.
Right.
Got it.
Best Choice Lawn Aeration. Give Ricky a call at 713-890-9977. He goes all over Houston and surrounding areas. Best Choice Lawn Aeration. So good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we have got calls coming in for Isaac and Sherry this morning. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, folks. We're doing well, thank you.
Good. But, how can we help you? But,
I'd like to ask a question, I think, with regards to, I think it's chinch bug problem.
Okay.
If you were to, you know, take a high view of my lawn, it would probably be like a happy face. It used to be green. And on each side of my house, I have a neighbor, of course. And there began my problem in the sense that along a sidewalk, my grass is kind of yellow and green. But the thing that bothers me the most is, for instance, is when you walk on it or you cut it, the grass blades are coming up. They're green at the top and white at the bottom. And I have applied Monterey products in relation to trying to, you know, keep the lawn healthy. And I feel like maybe I'm missing what my core issue is or what the potential issue is here, because I'm addressing it for what I think are insects. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I should be approaching this more from a fungal standpoint.
Mm. Isaac, what are your thoughts here?
Well, I mean, for me, I'm a visual person.
Yeah.
And if I can see it, I have a better idea. But what you're describing, I mean, it sounds like chinch bug damage, but I mean, it could also be a fungal issue. With it having the, you say, the white kind of roots and then green tips,
yes.
That sounds to me maybe more like a fungal issue.
Does it come out, like, can you pull it up? Does it come up easily, the grass?
Oh, definitely at this stage it is. And when I look at the patches alongside my home, they're the matted brown grass where literally it's just dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I've attempted to go after the insects, but again, I haven't addressed the complete aspect of, you know, fungal approach.
Okay. All right. So what are we going to do to recover this?
Well, I mean, I would probably recommend the aeration and putting like a compost or a humate product.
Mm.
Yep.
And kind of build the health of the soil.
Yeah, I would rake out some of the thatch.
Yeah.
It sounds like
yeah.
you have quite a bit. And you've addressed the chinch bugs, so I don't think chinch bugs are your problem.
Right.
At this point. If they were, they could have been. Damage done.
Yeah.
You treated them, but now it's time to get to the recovery.
Okay, so some compost, humates.
Yeah. And as far as disease goes, I would say, you know, everything that you're doing with the aeration, compost top dressing, things like that will address any residual fungus that could be there as well.
That makes sense.
And and most of the, you know, Home Show Garden Pros, we carry a product called MicroGrow Bioinoculant, and that will help to prevent and treat a lot of your fungal issues.
Oh, great. Liquid or granular?
It's a granular.
Okay. All right. And that's so easy. And it's a MicroLife product. We love MicroLife.
It is. And it's just basically got a lot of beneficial microbes in there.
Okay.
Fungi and bacteria.
Okay.
So it'll help, you know, suppress and
help
treat that.
And replace anything that's missing.
Yeah. And then any of the liquids, you know, Ocean Harvest, Super Seaweed, that'll help kind of build up the immunity and get the vitamins and minerals that the soil needs.
I'm just going to share, Bill, I am not the expert here in the studio, but I did have an area that I was leaving alone. I just kind of gave up. I had this patch of grass, and it's kind of the dog's area, and it's just isolated all by itself, and the sprinkler wasn't getting to an entire strip. And I was like, okay, I don't care. This is the dog's area. So it was literally hay brown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had this green and the hay brown, and I put down some azomite before the rain a few weeks ago. And I came back, and there were blades of green coming up that I could not – I mean, I would have said dead 100%.
Well, part of that might be because that's the dog area.
Oh,
And I've seen a lot of damage in my experience.
Yeah.
Over the years that – because I used to do a lot of commercial landscape maintenance, like in the College Station area.
Yes.
And it seemed like every college student had at least one dog.
Right. And a small patch of grass.
Well, what's interesting is you could see where the dogs were going.
Yeah.
They would go just like outside the front door and outside the back door.
Right.
And you could plainly see
where it was.
They were going to the bathroom here.
Right.
Not so much the rest of the yard, but right here.
Yeah.
And you can definitely see some damage.
Mine was sprinkler, lack of water. Yeah. But I just wanted to share with Bill, don't give up.
Right.
Yeah. So try some of those, the compost, the Humates Plus, maybe even a liquid, and water.
Yes. Water's key.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
So hopefully that helps, Bill, and let us know how it goes, because if you're still having problems, then let's work it from there.
One more quick question, if you don't mind. I have two established myrtle trees. They're 2 years old, but actually, in reality, they're probably more like 11 to 13 years old, because when they were put in, they were mature. Given the drought, should they be getting, about how much water should they be getting on a weekly basis, if any?
They should be getting probably about an inch a week. I know that's kind of hard to measure. Do you have an irrigation system, Bill?
I do have that.
Okay.
I also have, what occurs to me is, back in the day, there was a thing called the Ross root feeder. It's like a 2.5-foot system where you can just spike into the lawn and then you can fertilize, or in this case, water.
Right.
And I didn't know if I should maybe at this juncture come back and, at least, put something down and drop something deeper below grade.
Yeah, that'll definitely help like your trees, and it would also help, the lawn. It depends on, the depth of your roots in your in your grass, but that'll definitely help.
And can you get the probe into the ground?
Right, right.
If your ground is really hard, then it's hard to get that Ross root feeder in there. But
yeah,
true.
But if it's softened, then that's a great way to go.
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate it very much. Enjoy the show, and any advice is easy to follow.
Well, great. Thanks for listening, Bill.
Thanks, guys. All right, bye-bye.
Have a good weekend. And this is Home Show Garden Pros. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Trees are the earth's lungs. They purify the air, keeping things cool, and Lord knows we could use that. But, as you know, trees can't speak, and that is where we come in. Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts. With over 30 years of tree care experience, we can diagnose all of your tree-related issues from roots below the soil to the tip of the branches, from pruning to removal, insect control, even fertilization issues. We keep your trees healthy, looking good, and safe. Let us speak for your trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Sherry, you have your own song.
I'm being serenaded once
you
again.
You are.
I have a few of my own songs.
You do. Yeah. You do. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are here taking calls at 281-833-3333. Easy number. And we're going to talk about projects right now.
Yes, because I know you have one going on.
Well, it is. It has been approved by my HOA.
How about your husband?
You're supposed to get approval in HOA.
No, forgiveness. Forgiveness.
Yeah, forgiveness. Yeah. Well, I'm a rule follower, so I reached out and asked. I said, we're going to do something in my front island in the front yard. Basically, I'm just combining three beds into one. And they're like, oh my goodness, you need to fill out the form.
Gosh.
But the project is going to involve some boulders.
Yes. Oh.
And we are getting those from Sienna Mulch. Yes. We love their, it will give you ideas because they have got, Sienna Mulch has been in business since 2009, and now it's the second generation.
Yes,
which we
it's
love.
Ashley, Courtney, and Mario.
Yes, siblings. Yeah. And it's so, they are really running with this.
They are, and they're having fun.
They are a lot
of fun. Like I said, on their social media, they make rocks look so fun.
They do, they do. And it gets you excited. You're like, oh, where can I put those?
Yes.
I like those rocks. Where can I use them? And you can use them in all sorts of places. You know, old fashioned, you can line your beds on the outside, but even just if you've got places where you need water flow or you want a pathway.
Your gutter's like just not really functioning very well, and you can just do a little pallet or a little thing of like a riverbed.
Yes. Right. Great yeah. point. Underneath the gutter, because it's always mushy around there.
Right.
Oh, and it would be pretty.
Yep.
So Sienna Mulch is south in Rocheron. They have got compost, gravel, river rocks, stones, sand, soil. So anything you need for your project. Yep. It is a great location and a variety. They have a wonderful variety. So Sienna Mulch. They also have tools.
And all the fertilizers that we talk about.
All of the fertilizers, yes. So you can go there, you know, for the project end of your project.
Right.
Sienna Mulch, they also have loads. They'll deliver small loads also to you. Mm-hmm. So remember about Sienna Mulch, so much more than mulch. You can find more at homeshowgardenpros.com.
I did my project last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I didn't want to say anything because the HOA might be listening.
Oh,
don't let them know.
Okay. Oops. So don't forget about Sienna Mulch when you've got your project. And we are going to return after this and talk to Brent. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, and we'll have Brent after this.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
When you own a swimming pool in Texas, there are two things you want. You want it clean and you want it clear. Hello, I'm Joe Puccio, the owner of Clean and Clear Pools. Stop spending your weekends cleaning your filters, vacuuming, and checking chemicals. Let us do it. From supplies, maintenance, pumps, repairs, and hard diagnostics, our licensed technicians have you covered. Tom Tynan trusts Clean and Clear Pools. You can too. Clean and Clear Pools at Highway 6 North and West Road. Get a free quote and check us out at cleanandclearpoolstx.com.
Time for a tree? Fall is the best time to plant one. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sandy. Here with Sherry, taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And Isaac is here from Spring Gardens Nursery, taking your calls and questions. But one of our favorites, MicroLife.
Yes.
So fun.
I know. I missed my Friday night date.
Did you?
With my seaweed last night.
That's right. Yeah. If you listen to us often, which I hope you do, Sherry uses MicroLife Super Seaweed almost every Friday night.
Yes.
And I bet when you wake up Saturday morning to come to the show, your plants are just saying, I love you,
they
Sherry.
They look so happy.
Yes.
Yes. Like little reflectors.
Yes. Right. Yes. Well, we love MicroLife for so many reasons. Mm-hmm. But I always tell people it's safe. And you can't harm your lawn or gardens with
it. It's always going to be beneficial.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's what's relieving to me, because I'm not the expert in the house. And that's what I share with friends and family is you've got to use this because it's easy to use.
Yeah.
And there's not like September 15th, you have to put this on. And then, so you look at your lawn and landscaping and judge what's going on. And MicroLife, there is a product for you out there.
Yeah, and especially with all the recovery that we need to do this fall, MicroLife Humates Plus should be on everybody's list.
There you go.
Along with their aeration.
Right. Okay. And they also have a liquid, Liquid Humate Plus. Mm-hmm. Well, Ryan, actually, he's one of the salespeople from MicroLife.
Uh-huh.
He actually came out to our nursery and did some training.
Uh-huh.
And I thought he said something that was very important. He said, you can't put too much, and there's not a wrong time to apply it.
Right. Yes, that's what I like about the MicroLife. It's safe, and it's safe around your pets and your families. So MicroLife is sold at all of our Home Show Garden mm-hmm. Pros. Mm-hmm. So pick up. That should be something that is on your shelf.
Yes.
The garden shelf, it's a standard. So for healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people, find MicroLife at any of your Home Show Garden Pros. Mm-hmm. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Now is the time to do it. MicroLife.
Absolutely.
We love MicroLife.
Yes.
So, good morning, Sherry and Isaac. We have got Brent on the phone. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're good.
What you got for Isaac today?
Yeah, so a very good friend of mine in her backyard, she had put in a bunch of variety of plants. I did the most by far is she put in a variety of hibiscuses. Mm-hmm. And the one thing she noticed on one of, I don't know what species it is, it had an infestation, it still does, an infestation of mealybugs on it. Mm-hmm. And she's looking up, you know, different little remedies that you can do, and she wasn't too happy with any of them, and she just thought, like, you know, I'll probably just take this whole plant out because it grew a bunch of runners, so it's actually kind of taking over a little bit. So I didn't know if there's, like, a way to, like, get rid of the infestation on that particular plant and potentially stop them from spreading altogether, or if it's just one of those we just have to take the plant out.
It depends on how severe the infestation is. But as we get a little cooler, I always recommend a type of horticulture oil, where it be, whether it be neem oil or one of those. Those will really help. You might have to do, you know, two applications. But usually that will help. And if you can, if it's a severe infestation or just a little bit, if you could probably remove some of those branches where you have the mealybug infestation.
Yeah, so prune it and, yeah, and trim out the worst hit branches. Yeah. If
okay.
that makes sense. And, you know,
it's pretty severe because, like, what I say, like I said, with the runners, like, it's, I don't know if they just really like that plant, because it's like they find the runners and just grow or populate on those. I mean, there's a little pomegranate bush back there, and it's kind of migrated a little bit onto that, but dominantly, for whatever reason, it's like plant specific. And it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, insects on a plant are an indicator of stress. You know, you could have two plants side by side, and one of them is stressed out and gets the bugs, and the one right next to it, same variety, if it's not stressed out, it won't be susceptible to the bugs. So we've got to figure out what's stressing that particular plant out, and it could be varietal.
Right.
But I know pomegranates are prone to the mealybugs as well when they're stressed. So we've got to figure out what the stress
is. And also, a lot of the insects will attack, like, new growth.
Yeah.
Because it's tender. And especially insects that have piercing mouth parts, because it's easier for them to penetrate something that's tender. So I'd go ahead and, you know, remove the branches that are infested with the mealybugs, and then treat it with, like, a horticulture oil or a neem oil.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I would address it from a nutrient standpoint too. So go ahead and use something that's specific for hibiscus to feed it with, and maybe do something like the azomite around the base of it, because it could be a slight mineral deficiency that's got it kind of on edge, and that's what's attracting the bugs.
Does that help, Brent?
Oh, that helps out a lot, because, I mean, you get to going down the rabbit hole and weird concoctions of sprays, and we're like, I don't think you're going to probably do way more harm than good.
Right.
Right, and any of the liquid, the super seaweed, the ocean harvest, that'll really help, and that'll be quicker.
And that's easy. It's already mixed.
You could do a liquid and a granular.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let us how it goes, Brent.
I greatly appreciate it.
You bet.
For sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can join other callers at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Sherry and Isaac are in the studio taking your calls, and we'll return after this.
Hi, this is Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control. A lot of people think that I'm some kind of critter-killing superhero because of the number of bugs that I kill and the fervor with which I do it. They stop me at the movies or at the flea market. Now, there's a dumb name, flea market, and basically point and stare. The truth is, there is a whole team of bug-killing superheroes dedicated to depopulating your home or office of ants, roaches, mice, pretty much anything with more than two legs that you don't want there. We're on the web at McGrathPestControl.com and Twitter at McGrathPest. You must be the dumbest mosquito on earth.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green. Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Azomite, remineralizing the soil one bag at a time. The Woodlands Tree Experts, the arborists that speak for the trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
And we are here taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And our Home Show Garden Pro is Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery. And we've got Landscaper's Pride that we say that you really, it's a great product to use.
We were just talking about the potting soil. Right. Yeah.
At the break. Yeah. Yes, we were bragging about them. So we will brag about them with you.
Yes.
So Landscaper's Pride, first of all, they've got 27 different bag products. So whatever you need, they've got.
Of crafted soils. Yes. Like not just stuff in a bag.
Right. And it's locally curated.
Yes.
Which is really important. So potting soils is a big thing for them. I mean, I think people have heard you and me talking about the black velvet mulch, which we love. And Isaac was just talking about, what was the other one?
The premium potting soil.
Yeah. So these are great products to choose from at from Landscaper's Pride. And you can find them at any of our Home Show Garden Pros. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So is there one in particular that you like, Sherry?
Well, black velvet's my favorite,
Yes, mulch.
But as far as like building beds, their planting mix and their rose soil are hands down two of the best.
That's awesome.
And then if you're doing a vegetable garden, they're gardener's magic.
Oh,
it's just to dump it and go.
Okay.
Ready to go. You don't have to mix anything. It's got compost in it already.
Okay. So remember
that. Dump and go.
Because this is veggie garden season.
It is. It's every garden season.
Yes. Right? Yes. So remember Landscaper's Pride and look for their label at any of our Home Show Garden Pros. So Landscaper's Pride. It is a must on your garden shelf.
Absolutely.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Ed on the line for y'all. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, ladies.
Hi.
Hey, gentlemen.
How can we help you this morning?
Okay, my wife is just itching to go spend money on plants.
Oh, I like your wife.
Yes, we do. Yeah,
I'll give you my address.
I do too, but my credit card company loves them. We want to plant some stuff around the driveway's edge where we have boxwoods, so they show to the street. So we want to plant in front of those boxwoods. Am I wanting my cake and eat it too if I plant something that'll last, call it annual and perennial, that'll be pretty and bloom? Mm. I like color. I like a mix of stuff. She gets a little more, kind of want more of the same thing. I don't mind the same thing, but I like a mix of colors. I'm big on color. I'm a printer, and I just love to work with the PMS color book. So I want my flowers to look like the color book.
Aww. Right. Yeah. What you got, Isaac?
I like the idea of a mix of annuals and perennials.
Uh-huh.
You put the perennials, you know, in back, just right in front of the boxwood, and then you could do some annuals. Mm-hmm. There's a great list of annuals right now. You know, you've got marigolds, petunias, snapdragons, dianthus, some great annuals. It depends on, you know, what type of perennials you like. You know, you can do lilies, lantana. There's, you know,
oh, my lantana are putting on a show right now.
Oh my
gosh, which variety do you have?
I have the bandana series.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But they're just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blooming up a storm.
Now, one that I like that is not, I guess, real common is Anne Marie. I don't know if you're familiar. Mm-mm. It's got like a pink and an orange and a yellow.
Oh, nice.
And it's more compact. It's not one of the larger.
Oh, and that's varieties. So do you need more compact for your perennials up against the boxwoods, Ed?
I would probably go with something more compact because your boxwood usually aren't that tall. So if you went with like a Dallas Red or Radiation, they would get probably
huge.
Larger.
Yeah.
They'll get, you know, 3-4 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what other perennials?
And also my bed is actually narrow, so I don't have a lot of space. So maybe what I'm putting in, I may not be able to get that double row thing going.
And so a great perennial that'll give you a ton of color that comes in a bunch of different, like, assortment of colors is dianthus, like Isaac had said.
Yeah.
So you could do a bunch of different dianthus that'll stay kind of in that smaller range.
Right.
And that's perennial.
Yeah.
And you'll have that color.
Oh, yeah. It is?
Okay. It is perennial, A lot of people use them as annuals because I call them a reverse perennial. They always look bad in the middle of summer, but they look great the rest of the year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you could put a shorter annual. I mean, I like the alyssum, something that's shorter.
Yeah, alyssum looks great with the dianthus. Yeah.
And you can
what is that one called?
Alyssum.
Alyssum.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a spelling.
A-L-Y-S-S-U-M.
Okay. All right. And that would be in front of the dianthus or mixed in to be a now plant. The dianthus could be a semi-now and later, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they would all put on a show through the whole winter, too.
And different colors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that would satisfy you.
Something at some point. I just like color.
I think you really like the dianthus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Awesome, right. Ed. Well, thanks for the call.
Any special soil requirement I need to maybe add in to whatever's there now?
Yeah, if you need to freshen up the soil a bit, I would probably say the rose soil or leaf mold compost.
Yeah.
Whichever ones you can get your hands on.
I did some rose soil. I went up to Mr. Ferguson's and got some rose soil several weeks ago and put it in. Didn't plant anything at that time because it was so hot.
Yeah.
But so add a little leaf mold compost as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you feel like you need to add any more soil, it sounds like you added some really good soil already, though.
So it should be ready to go.
I'd get them planted and put some mulch down.
You are going to have a happy wife, Ed.
Well, most times she is.
You're trying. That's what matters.
There you go. Thank y'all.
Thanks for the call. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We've heard from Ed before, and I love it. I love his lists. It's wonderful. So whoever his wife is, keep making those lists. 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Join in the conversation. We're having a great time here talking about all of our opportunities for planting.
Yes.
So what's on your list? Let's talk about it after this.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's help at Plants for All Seasons. Experience gained over their three generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for all seasons, because there's no place that's better.
Revolutionize the gardening industry. It seemed an ambitious dream back in 1983 when Dean and Julie Nelson created Nelson Plant Food. But their passion for horticulture and spirit of innovation led to meticulously crafted formulas providing the perfect balance of macro and micronutrients. Nelson Plant Foods help plants, shrubs, trees, vegetables, and turf thrive. Today, revolutionizing your lawn and garden is easy. Just add some Nelson Plant Food from a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at NelsonPlantFood.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. It's almost fall here along the Gulf Coast. Time for second spring, the best time to garden in our area. Temperatures are dropping, rain is increasing, and pests and disease are diminishing. We have a good 3 months of gardening. So to help you get started, our nursery stock is on sale at 50% off. This includes herbs and veggies, but not aquatics, citrus, fruiting trees, and interior plants. The sale is good until October the 1st. It's time to get out of summer hibernation and plant now. Your plants will become established and ready for next summer. So remember, nursery stock is on sale at 50% off. Nelson Nursery and Water Garden, you can find it. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. You are listening to this morning on Sports Radio 610. And you can join our conversation at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we are always having, I mean, even in the break, as they probably
just
caught
keep talking.
Us. I know, we do, because there's so much to talk about in our
lawn
and garden.
It is a very exciting time of year in the garden world.
Right, right.
And that's what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Is people want to wait till the spring, and it's like, no, do it now.
Yes.
It's the second spring.
Right. It's reminding you of that. And this is not a pitchy. Yeah. There's a reason for this. There's a reason why this is a great time to add any lawn or shrubs or perennials, annuals, veggies, whatever you want to add.
Right.
But this is a great time. So why is it a good time?
Isaac?
I like to start with the trees because for me, the trees are kind of like your base. Mm-hmm. So if you want privacy or if you want shade, I mean, I like to start with the bigger stuff first. So I start with trees and then I go with shrubs. Like I said before, if you can get them in now, get them established. But you always want to start with your soil and your beds.
Right.
When you're planting, you want to make sure they have, you know, compost, a good garden mix, the rose soil. Any of those, you put them in. And
it's the furthest time from the hardest season, which is summertime.
Right. Okay, so that's
so
the
fall
hardest.
Is our furthest time from the summer.
Okay.
And so roots grow all winter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gives them the best chance to get established before we go into the awful hot summer next year.
Right.
Right.
And most of our trees and shrubs won't be affected by winter.
Mm-hmm. No.
There's a few things that I probably wouldn't put in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, I wouldn't do a yard full of tropicals going into the winter.
No.
Right.
But like your woody trees and shrubs.
You've got 9 months before summer.
Yeah.
And this is the time that you want to get the roots, because it's all about the roots.
It's all about roots.
Okay. So, and get those roots established, and it's going to make it through the winter, most likely.
Oh, yeah.
There's a few that won't, but, you know, we don't have an Ohio winter.
Right. Our ground doesn't freeze.
Okay. Or Utah.
Right. Yeah. Or Utah.
No, we did have two hard winters, which were unusual.
They were.
But we did this in the 80s, too.
Right. Yeah.
There was two winters that were really hard in the 80s, and then we went about 30 years. With no winters, no significant winters that killed our trees.
Right.
Also.
Right.
Well, I've been talking to some coworkers of mine, and I think if you look at both of those freezes, I think a big factor was we were quite warm right before that.
Yes.
So it was a shock.
Well, 2.5 years ago, the freeze was February 15th, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
It was 70 and 80 degrees a week before.
And so plants thought, oh, it's springtime. Yeah. So they had their juices flowing through the...
Because that was mid-February.
The stems, and then boom, flash freeze.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it was, you know, for about a week.
Like you stuck them in the freezer.
And it was like down to the teens.
Yes. So we are going to talk more about this because it's not just a pitch or hype. There's some science and some understanding to why this is a great time to get plants in. If you've lost a few, let's replace them with the same or something maybe different. And then our Home Show Garden Pros can guide you through maybe how to prevent any damage the next time, whether it's through a freeze or whether it's through the drought.
Yeah.
Because I didn't lose everything. I lost like two plants.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know exactly why I lost them.
And there's products that we can add to our arsenal to help us get through winter and drought.
Yes. Okay. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and you are listening to the correct place for all of those solutions. Home Show Garden Pros, give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll talk with Adrian after this.
What is Home Show Radio? On Saturday mornings from 7 to 9, it's helping you to become a better gardener with the Garden Pros.
So what's a good fertilizer for Bermuda?
And from 9 to noon, it's Tom Tynan with answers to your home improvement questions.
I was wondering if there's any benefit in putting better insulation in between the bedrooms so it's a little more soundproof.
Home Show Radio, Saturdays 7 a.m. to noon, and Sundays 8 to 11 on Sports Radio 610. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.